Yo, what is going on, everyone, and welcome to the episode 17 of the Jensen Drive podcast. My name is Zach Bresnan, and I am proudly joined by my co-hosts Patrick Wilson and Jonathan Papp. Boys, how are we doing today?
John, super hot. It's 85 degrees in my room. It's 20 degrees colder outside than it is in my room.
Why is that?
Because my school wants to have the heat on. That's why.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I've never been better.
I had a good day at work. I had some lemon pepper and garlic jalapeno chicken wings for dinner. Like, I'm doing great. I'm living the freaking life.
That sounds awesome, man. And you're making more money, so can't complain. That's always the better thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love this job a lot more.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I think we talked about it last week about you potentially starting a new job.
I don't know. I don't think we ever actually talked about it.
I thought we did. Oh, well, for those of you who don't know, Patrick started a new job. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
I started a new job, so now I'm an aquatic specialist. So I go around to 5 different states in America, the United States, for those of you who don't know America. And
Denmark, Norway.
And basically I help control the algae growth in many different ponds, lakes, rivers, streams, and wetlands. So the environments don't get choked out and there aren't huge amounts of fish kills or anything, which is what I really wanted to do growing up. So this is actually really exciting opportunity for me, and I really am enjoying what I'm doing so far.
So that's a super cool thing coming from Patrick. Yeah, John's still in school. You know, I'm doing me, making money, living my life, being a kid, even though I'm not in school. So it's pretty awesome. Anyway, this week, today, we will be talking about GTA. But first, the Flyers.
Yeah, got a win last night.
Yeah.
Sucks they gave the Bruins a point, but
I don't care. I don't care.
They beat the Bruins for the first time this year. It only took them 6 games.
It's the first time in like their last like 7 where they've scored a goal in the first period. You got to win the small battles before you can win the big ones.
Yeah. Like, they definitely looked a lot better last night than they have been. They're actually getting ready to play again and probably in like 2 minutes. So hopefully they can start off hot again and
may or might not have it on my phone as we currently do this.
No, that's fine.
Why am I not surprised?
All of a sudden we'll just hear John say, "Dang it, Bruins scored again."
Well, the puck just dropped. I got a tweet about it.
All right. So there you go. Flyers just started. I'm waiting for, I wonder if the Bruins are really going to bounce back against the Flyers.
Well, I'm talking to Jim Jackson tomorrow.
That'll be nice.
Mm. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I hope the Flyers just keep the momentum going, but I'm really scared that the Bruins are going to bounce back this game.
I mean, like, I'm not only just worried about the Bruins. I mean, my birthday, and me and Patrick's birthday actually coming up very soon.
That's with an I, actually.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Sorry.
Act like you wouldn't have said that before dating Marissa.
It's funny.
Go ahead. Keep acting like it.
It's all right. Alyssa does the same thing. She'll do the same thing to me. But mentioning Alyssa again, she actually got me Flyers tickets. So even through the COVID and everything like that, they are allowing fans into the stands, and we will be watching. I mean, possibly not the best game to go see this season of Flyers, but it'll definitely just be a fun experience, especially with her since she's never been to a Flyers game. But we will be watching.
Well, they're expanding to 20% capacity soon.
Ooh, nice.
That just can't. The PA already was okay with it, but the city of Philadelphia just said 20% for indoor activities.
So that's what, like 4,500 people now?
That'll put you at 4,000.
4,000.
Because you can fit just about 20,000 into Wells Fargo.
Yeah, so like I'm one of the less than 20% of people that is going to be going to the Flyers game. Catch me on TV. I will be the loudest mother effer in that building. I don't care. It will happen, and it will be great. No matter what, win or loss, I'm chatting. But
if you don't start a wave, you're disbanded from the friendship.
I'll do my best to start a wave, Patrick. Don't you,
you
worry.
Will, you will not be welcome back.
I mean, who knows?
You will be kicked off this podcast.
Oh, thanks. But you know who's gonna be who's gonna want to start a wave when we're going up against the Washington Capitals for this game? So,
as if the Flyers keep up their aggressiveness that they have been, thank you, Sam Ward. They should be okay against them.
Well, then, I hope for the best, and I hope to see it come out on. I hope they see like the top spot.
The trade deadline comes up in 6 days too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So we might have some more to talk about next week too.
Buyers or sellers, we'll have to find out.
Well, yeah, this game really decides that for them too.
I guess we'll have to see coming next week with the trade line. Who knows? Maybe we'll just make it a full Flyers episode, like we did the one time.
Yeah, we'll just see. Talk about the trades. Yeah. All right, Zach, congrats on getting the tickets. I really hope you have fun, but what are we supposed to be talking about today other than Flyers?
We are supposed to be talking about the wonderful game that we all know and love of Grand Theft Auto.
What is that game?
Grand Theft Auto, GTA, GTA 5 mainly. We're going to be talking about GTA 5 because that was the game that the three of us had started to play together. Grand Theft Auto is basically, you can do missions, you can do free play, you drive cars, you fly planes, you kill people, steal money,
gang. Run people over.
It's
a game that we should play a lot more often than we do right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of
this
lot
game
of
is fan. Sorry, Zach.
No, that's all right. It's a lot of crime and everything like that, but I mean, you technically can't get arrested for it in the game. The cops just shoot you and attempt to kill you, and it's honestly pretty easy to evade them. But besides that, it is definitely an enjoyable game. And boys, what's your put on GTA? What we got to talk?
This game is a great game where if you are very angry at
let
your
it
day,
all out,
go in there, grab airplane, jet, some type of truck with either a machine gun or rocket launcher on the back, and just go to town and blow everything up. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Grab an RPG, get some 5-star cops, and just light things up.
Sticky bombs, grenades, C4s, anything. Go to town.
Literally.
Go to town, have fun. Yeah, literally go into the city, throw C4 on everything, and just watch fireworks.
Kaplooey. Kaplooey.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Like, I'm amazed people still live in, I can't even remember what the city is.
Los Santos.
Thank you, yes. I'm amazed people still live in Los Santos. I'm surprised
surprised.
Fantastic. I am surprised that the army hasn't tried to take over yet. Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, kind of is. But, I mean, other than that, like, who knows what's coming for GTA 5, and then, like, obviously GTA 6 will be a later conversation in this podcast, but what are some of your favorite things to do in GTA? John, we'll start with you.
Going to the military base and trying to steal a jet without getting blown up by a tank. There's one spot where you can kind of go as fast as you can, go up the hill. The hill will ramp you up and over the fence, the military fence. You have to drive as quickly as you can to find a jet, get in the jet, which takes 10 years within itself to open up the dang door. And then start up the jet, roll out of there before a tank blows you up. And normally you die. And it's a big accomplishment when you finally get out of there.
There's a 1% chance that that ever actually works.
If that...
It's an automatic 5 stars, and if you're able to do that and keep it going and survive and everything like that, I'll give it to you. That's pretty impressive.
Well, we aren't good at video games, us three. We are not good at video games.
No. No, we all
I'm sure
lives.
There are people that can literally go in there, walk in there, grab the jet, and leave. Like, nothing. Like it's nothing.
I mean, I'm not trying to be cocky or anything.
You bought a game. You bought a profile.
Yeah, and that's another thing that
we're
going
to have to clarify that, John. That was awful.
He took one of his friends, I guess, had a profile with millions and millions and millions of dollars with a bunch of upgraded things, and Zach signed into it. I don't know if he paid him off or whatnot.
No, it was given to me for free completely.
But then he would brag to us that we aren't as advanced as he is, but we were actually playing the game correctly.
Yeah, we actually worked for what we had. Things.
And I still had my real account. Don't you worry about that. And I had.
We never played
on
that, though.
Every single time we signed in the GTA, you'd sign in the Forkin' Worm.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the name.
Worm.
Okay, besides the point and besides me, basically what we're going to talk about with GTA is the different parts of GTA that bring the game so much attention and so much love, because it's a huge game. Like, it is giant, a giant map, too many things to do, too much things to make money for, and every game's different.
I'm sorry, I can't agree with you on that one. The whole reason why I really stopped playing GTA is because I kept doing the same things over and over again.
Yeah, it's repetitive.
Well, it's very repetitive.
Well, have you ever tried any of the races or anything?
Yes.
Yes.
The death matches.
Yes.
Death matches are kind of dumb too.
Well, John, and I are awful at death matches. That's why you think they're dumb, but
well,
I wouldn't say they're dumb. I just say we're awful at it, so we don't make any money off of it.
Well, that means it's dumb.
Well, other than things being dumb and you guys calling it repetitive, there's still a lot of things to do in the map, no matter what. For what the game is and everything like that, they still tend to add stuff now and then. But, like, you know, the game's already so big, they got to make a new game pretty much. But, for example, what we're going to talk about is just some of the vehicles. Like, you can get vehicles that have flying abilities, submarine abilities, guns on them, missile launchers, cars that just go really fast, cars that have crazy modifications, or, like, completely bulletproof cars, or even a tank. Like, there is so many different vehicles that you can buy and you can get. Sometimes you can even earn them. Or steal them, whatever the thing may be. There is so many cars in that game, and like countless, countless modifications for them.
I am going to give a very unpopular opinion right now that I will probably get a lot of hate for.
Quick hot take.
The Oppressor is the worst vehicle in the game. It is way too overpowered, and it just ruins the game.
Which one? The complete flying one or the one on the wheels?
Any of them.
Both of them, because they both have rocket launchers on them. That can blow anything up in one shot.
A, it's too easy for people who have a ton of money to just buy it and have a bunch of them. And B, it's too overpowering. Like, you can't even get, like, you know. I just don't like how easy access it is and how easy you can get killed from it.
Like, honestly, it took me forever to level up in that game, because anytime I tried doing a mission, a heist, anything in the weed farm, anything in the bunker, every single time I would do it, I'd get blown up at least once by an oppressor. So I'd have to go back all the way back and restart it to try and get the money for it again. And like, it just started getting really frustrating after a while.
Bergeron, one other thing.
And I see what you mean by that, just because, like, what the game, like, comes to and everything like that, especially if you join an online game, people are just trying to kill you. That's what people enjoy. But like,
yeah, I mean, it's one thing if people have like tanks or like some type of
land big vehicle.
Yeah, some type of big vehicle with rockets on them, or even a plane or something like that. Like, that's perfectly fine. But these oppressors mm-hmm. are so tiny, you can't hit them for your life. And
yeah, like, and
anytime
like,
I have a rocket launcher, it doesn't lock on to the oppressors. Like, it never works.
Just because they're so fast and they're so nimble.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They honestly get me so mad. I wanted to save up my money to buy one just so I could actually experience it. But they are just way too overpowered. Those are the people that I hate in the game because they just fly around literally calling people to kill them because they have nothing better to do.
Well, that's what we do. I mean, we go around killing people.
Yeah, but at least we're in like a big vehicle where they can kill us back if they need to, or they can at least have a fighting chance.
Yeah, and like sometimes we'll just go back and forth with like the same like couple of people for like an hour.
Yeah, like, that's fun.
Sometimes that we did that, but like
that's fun. It's really stupid when you have someone fly in with an oppressor, hit you with a rocket launcher, and then 2 minutes later they're all the way on the other side of the map. It's like how is that fun? That's not fighting. That's literally you just coming in, blowing me up for no reason, and flying away.
Yeah, and I think that's what the game like eventually like came to. Like when the game like first was out and everything like that, and there wasn't the oppressor or anything, it was wonderful. It was awesome. The game was great, and it just seemed to put a downfall on things when they started adding like flying bikes, flying cars, like the DeLorean. Okay, that's a super cool addition to the game, but the oppressor was a little bit on the like the negative side. But no matter what, even if someone like says like, oh, I don't like this because it ruins the game, I guarantee you they have it. Like, unlike you guys who are actually just trying to rank up in GTA without having a crap load of money, and you don't have an oppressor. But other than the online play and the oppressor action and hate, there's different types of missions that you can do, and you have like you always have the story mode. The story mode is literally just you playing by yourself doing missions throughout the whole entire map with different characters going in different buildings, etc., etc. But when you're online, you can do heists, and those heists you can play in an online or you can play in a private match. You have to get into a certain private match like lobby things so you don't get bothered. But when you do a heist, you collect a crap load of cash, and it can be stolen from you by other players, and you can completely just lose the heist and fail the mission if someone in the lobby kills you. And that's the disadvantage of not having an oppressor, because like if you had one, you could just fly around and get away from everyone. But if you don't have one, an oppressor can just pull up on you, follow you because it's a lot faster than you no matter what car you have, and then you're screwed.
Yeah.
But all the heists have a bunch of different missions and stuff like that where you can like rob a bank, go like
the heists have always been fun.
Oh yeah, they're always fun. You can like rob a bank, go scuba diving into like a building and do like other things like that. And that's entertaining. And all the heists are challenging, and like especially if you try to do them with online people, because like some missions you have to play with four people, and if it's like the three of us trying to play a mission, we have to get a random, and then the random doesn't know what he's doing or he's doing too much, and then we fail, and then we finally like found that one person that would help us throughout the missions, and like we would always hop on with him and he would help us out. But other than that, it's still hard no matter what, even if you had a full team of four. It's a very difficult game for the missions. And on top of the missions, there's countless other things that you can do other than the heist missions.
Well, you earn a good bit of money in the heist things, which is why people get them all the time. Like, yeah, if you got to the end one, you got $1 million.
Yeah, you would get the million if you completed all the heists in a row. I believe.
Well, you get the million if you completed all the heists in a row, but if you do the last heist, the first time you complete it, you get a million as well as a completion bonus.
Yeah. Alrighty then. Well, I mean, other than the heist and other than the missions, you can do like online play too, like with like in lobbies with like a specific map, and like you can do like a race. You can do like a death match where you have to fight against each other. There's tons of things. I haven't been on the game in quite some time, but that's another thing. And something else other than the missions and online play, there is like the weed farm, the cocaine distributor, document forgery, meth lab, and other things too. Like,
so in case if our listeners don't know much about GTA, there's a lot of crime, even though Zach already mentioned it. There is a lot of crime. Like, definitely.
If you think about it, they probably have it.
GTA is literally, you play a life of crime.
Hold on. This is something we should probably say, so for legal reasons again. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Do not support this.
Do not do any actions in the game in real life.
We do not support any of this. Legal
we
reason.
Do not support any of this in real life whatsoever.
The only thing that I support on GTA, if you do buy an oppressor, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, tweet us back because I want to ride it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Real life oppressor would be cool.
Other than that, a lot of crime.
Without the rocket launcher on it.
Yes. Other than that, a lot of crime. Oh, what is this? Little update. Sorry about this little cutting into this. Season 3, I believe, is actually now out on
Rocket League?
Rocket League.
That.
Yeah. Oh. So, right. No. So, there's nothing on the Rocket Pass, and actually, there's a new trade-in feature in the garage, because mine just had a 2 gigabyte update.
Good thing I still can't trade.
Yeah, well, no, I still can't trade either. That's
anyway,
trying to take me off stupid Epic Games.
Oh, I can trade blueprints now. Yay. Anyway, sorry. Basically, like, it's a bunch of stuff. So you can completely run an underground illegal business, like a weed farm, document forgery, all that type of stuff. You can even have, like, a vehicle warehouse, cargo warehouse, and then a bunker, and I forget what the other thing is, too. But
nightclub.
Yeah, you can have a nightclub.
Which makes money for you, basically.
And then you
like
can
as
have,
you play the game.
Yeah. And then you can also have like an actual business too. So where you can do like partially legal stuff, but you have like a really big building. Sometimes it's not legal stuff, but you get like a vehicle warehouse. You get all this stuff. And it's crazy because like everything's super expensive and like you need to make money in that game to play the game. It's really hard to start out. But stuff like that, like, I mean, Patrick can do a lot of talking on that because I know you had a couple businesses just like I did, right?
Well, we have the motorcycle club too and the association, which is kind of cool, which is basically your own little club that your friends can join. And if you're in the association, if I'm the leader and Patrick and Zach both join me as they like drive around with me and protect me, they get paid, you know, a couple thousand for quote protecting me. For a certain amount of time.
John dies no matter what, so we never get that protection bonus.
Protect
anyway.
Me better. So that's all I got to say.
Protect you better? Dude, you run off and do your own thing every time and then get shot by a policeman or get beat up by a pedestrian.
Do a better job.
Especially in heist. You're terrible when it comes to heist. But sometimes we complete them, sometimes we don't. I mean, I'm trying to think what I did in like some of the work that I did, like some of the work I would like steal cars, I would steal cargo, I would deliver weed, deliver anything like packages, crates of like weapons and stuff like that. Like depending on your location, you can sell them in like different spots, and like that's just hard alone because especially like you're online. So, I mean, that's mainly what I can think of. Like, you kind of just have to do it yourself to show it. But basically, it's just.
I mean, the cars and stealing the cars. That was something that I just started, mm-hmm. like right before I dropped off, and that was new, so it was fun for me. And then doing all the random world events, that was always fun for me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That was always fun for me as well. But like those random things is what kept me into it for so long. But then after a while, it definitely just seemed like it would just repeat itself over and over again.
Yeah.
To the point where I couldn't make money fast enough to keep my attention. Yeah. But when you first start, those missions are definitely a lot of fun to do. But yeah. Then, like I said, with the repetitiveness,
it's not worth your time and money for it.
Yeah, it definitely just starts. You just know what to do anymore. So you literally just like don't.
Especially
even try.
Since when you first buy like a bunker or a weed farm, you buy the cheapest one, and the cheapest one's always farther away from the city. And all your missions, you have to drive to the city to drive back. So like. The bunker, you know, you're driving 6-7 miles all the way down, mm-hmm. and then you have to drive that all the way back, and it's kind of just, you know, pointless.
Takes time
sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely got tired of it at that point because you would do two missions in an hour, and it's like, okay, well, now that an hour's passed and I filled my bunker, I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
like there's nothing else to really do.
So. Yeah, and I mean, like, that was the thing with GTA. It, like, took, like, a lot of time with, like, whatever you were doing. But, like, I mean, there'd always be, like, those moments where, like, things would be funny. Oh, and we also can't forget about the casino as well.
Oh, the casino, yeah.
I just completely forgot about that. So, like, you could gamble in the game, and you could, like, spin the wheel for prizes and stuff like that. But, like, there was also missions for it, and, like... That was the hot spot for quite some time, and it was always.
I was a stud on the blackjack table.
If you or a loved one have a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seriously. You heard the man.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that's a number anyway.
It is.
The other day, Patrick and I, we were playing GTA, and Patrick likes to drive around just finding like actual people in the game to kill, actual players. And so we were driving around one day. We were driving around one day in our tank, and Patrick's like, "Hold on, I see a guy." He pulls out his RPG, shoots his plane. Boom! We drive off, and then all of a sudden, about 5 minutes later, he invites us to do a heist with him. We're like, "That's not how it's supposed to work."
Yeah, I the RPG I have is the lock-on RPG.
Yeah.
And the helicopter was too far away, so I just shot it. And I somehow hit it and blew it up. And then I got a message from the guy. I was like, this is not supposed to happen. So I joined the party and everything. He was like, "Yeah, man, you shot." Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, you shot us with your RPG." And we were like, "This is the guy we need on our team. We have to invite him." I was like, "You know, that's not how this works, right?" He was like, "Yeah, but we needed to
chase after us."
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was like one of the most wholesome moments I've ever seen on GTA.
And that,
like, he wasn't even mad at us. He was more impressed than mad.
That's what I'm saying. There's also like those wholesome moments in GTA too, like where you can like invite someone to like party up with, and then next thing you know, you're doing missions like all night with them. Like, I'm pretty sure we did that one time.
Probably.
Wasn't it like what was his name? It was like Sergeant something. I remember because I have him added on my Xbox, and he was just like, "If you guys ever want to play."
Are you talking about the Canadian dude?
Yes.
Oh, what was his name?
It was like,
remember his name.
Yeah, it was like Sergeant something, but the Canadian.
Shout out to you if you actually watch this.
Yeah, shout out to you, the Canadian guy that we used to play GTA with back like 3 years ago. But he was always helping us out and playing missions with us. And we would just continuously win and make money. And he had no problem helping us. He just wanted people to play with, and it was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, other than, like, the cars, the missions, and everything like that, there was so many, like, customization things Like, you could customize how your house looked depending if you bought a penthouse or not, how your warehouse looked, obviously how your cars looked, how your outfits looked, how your guns looked, all that type of stuff. And if you played on the next-gen consoles and not the Xbox 360, you could do first person as well.
Yes. Oh, that's pretty cool. Driving.
Yeah. When it came to the customizations, I never had the money for it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that was definitely a lot, is to have the money for the customizations. It was like, you could pay.
Yeah, because just to change the paint itself was like $30,000. So if you had like 10 cars that you wanted to change the paint all to one color, right there is like $300,000 just down the drain, just to get the same paint on every car.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and that was just paint, like not including any type of upgrades for it, not including like if you wanted to add any weapons to it,
a horn
or anything like that. Or, yeah, dude, some horns were freaking like $200,000.
John said a horn.
Well, yeah, that was John's favorite thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's always John's favorite thing. Just go, beep, beep, beep.
Wasn't there like, I feel like there was a time like where we were like doing something, like me and Patrick were doing something and John said he was gonna come pick us up. I was just like, nah, I requested my car, and he was just like, I'm here, and then he just kept on his horn. And I'm pretty sure we were in an online game, and then as he was doing his horn, he got blown up, and me and Patrick started crying of laughter.
Probably. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it was one of those times.
That definitely sounds about right.
Times like, what, times was like it, that was it were this? The best. Oh god.
Oh, I hated that word. See, that's why we need a soundboard, dang it.
I know. I had that thing queued up for a while.
Oh my goodness. But like, I mean, even though like we the three of us know GTA very, very well, so there's really no questions that we can ask each other about GTA because we all know the game. So yeah.
GTA, I mean, 6 has taken forever.
Yes. GTA 6.
Let's take a couple minutes to talk about GTA 6 before we wrap this up.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody know what city it's taking place in? Chicago. I know they announced it. I just don't know what city it is.
No, they were saying it's supposed to be Liberty City again.
What's Liberty City?
Oh wait, Liberty. No,
Liberty City is the name of the horn that I just played.
Well, Liberty City is also the old GTA.
There we go. That post suggested GTA 6 is codenamed Project Americas and will be set in Vice City in a new city based on Rio de Janeiro. It's rumored to be set between 1970 and 1980 and to make characters mixed up with the drug trade. So it looks like it's going to be like you can go back and forth to like the Americas.
All right.
Vice City, Miami, Los Angeles, London, Chicago, all of America.
So you can actually go to different cities. Okay. That's going to be interesting. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But another thing that I'm looking up is that they are saying that GTA 6 will come out in April 2023 or March 2024.
Oh,
that so narrows long? It down.
Yeah.
Why so long?
I have no clue.
Come on, Assassin's Creed comes up with a new game every freaking year, and GTA has to take 20 years to make one game?
It's been over a decade.
Well,
like, come on.
I guess, like,
just get your stuff together, Rockstar, or whatever, well, whoever makes it.
You also gotta think, like, when it comes to like, say, GTA compared to Call of Duty, you can use like the same like features and the same like basically outline and just add to it. When they do GTA, they start all over, except for like the menus and the character, like your character. That's it. Because like you got to realize when like the old GTA
they still need to get their stuff together. They can't be waiting 10 years to release new games.
Mm-hmm. But you got to think, like GTA 3, for example, or GTA Vice City was so, like, not in its time and everything like that. It was still so advanced when it was out. Like, you could shoot, you could run, you could take a car and drive around, beat up someone, and do all that. And now in GTA 5, you're doing, like,
I mean, I do that to John every day, but okay.
Like, in GTA 5, you can flip the bird at someone while you're passing by, and you can also stick your gun out the window and start spraying someone, all that type of stuff. And it's crazy. And who knows what GTA 6 is going to, like, turn out to be. Who knows? You may be able to get on top of your car while the car's, like, stuck on the gas pedal or something like that. Who knows what it'll be, but
I just hope it's not the same as GTA 5.
Quick update before end this thing. 2-0. Bergeron again on the power play goal.
All right, we're not gonna talk about it.
Well, that concludes the 70th episode.
Well, that concludes. well,
go ahead, Zach. Yeah, I got nothing else on this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll close it off. Well, for what that we have talked about, there's definitely a lot of things coming out for GTA 6, and we hope to see it in the nearby future. Obviously it's going to take some time, but that concludes our 17th episode of the Jensen Drive podcast. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you go follow our Twitter at Jensen Drive and our Facebook page, Jensen Drive Podcast. You can now support us through the Anchor app or website, and any money donated goes to upgrading our equipment. John really wants a soundboard. I really want a better microphone because mine sounds like poopy. And we all now stream on Twitch because I am just recent to Twitch, but Patrick and John have been streaming for a while. If you want to follow Patrick, it's PWilly06, PWILLI. 06. John's is JPAP15, JPAPP15, and mine is Breznen with a Z, BREZNEN, to see our content. Tune in next week as we dive into video games such as Guitar Hero and Rock Band. Oh yes, I cannot wait. Have a good rest of your week, and we hopefully will see you next Wednesday. Stay safe, everybody.
Love you all. Mwah. God bless. Mwah.